This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The president of Ivory Coast has called for an end to 3 days of violence. This after four people were killed yesterday during clashes between UN peacekeepers and armed protesters. The protesters are demanding an end to what they call foreign meddling in their country, and they want UN and French troops pulled out. Ivory Coast has been divided between the government-controlled south and the rebel-held north since 2003, when a ceasefire was brokered by international mediators. James Copnell is a BBC reporter in Abidjan, Ivory Coast's commercial capital. And what triggered this violence at this point in time? Where did it occur?
Well, a UN-appointed mediation group, the International Working Group, recommended that the National Assembly, Ivory Coast Parliament, be dissolved. The Parliament's mandate ran out December the 16th, and in this current situation with rebels in the north and the government in the south, it was simply impossible to hold elections. The UN, which has already imposed a new government of transition, said that the National Assembly should be dissolved. And supporters of President Laurent Gbagbo, who see the National Assembly as one of his great strengths, took umbrage at this and also felt it was an assault on Ivorian sovereignty and took to the streets en masse.
And it took to the streets where?
Well, certainly in the main city, Abidjan. Most of the main roads were blocked by young protesters setting up roadblocks, burning tires, and also throughout many other towns in the government-controlled south of Ivory Coast. The protests then focused on United Nations bases, a French military base and a French embassy, because many of President Gbagbo's supporters feel that the French, the former colonial power, are behind the UN's action.
You know, Ivory Coast was once West Africa's most peaceful and prosperous nation. What happened?
Well, one of the major problems, I think, was an identity problem. Some 26% of Ivorians are believed to be foreign, according to the 1998 census. People came from all over West Africa because of the economic prosperity and political stability you talked about. But people born in Ivory Coast are not given Ivorian nationality. People, particularly from the northern and often Muslim groups in the north of this country, feel that they have been discriminated against and not considered as Ivorian. That indirectly led to a coup d'etat in 1999. Then there were elections in 2000 which brought the current president, Laurent Gbagbo, to power. And in 2002, a group of rebels within the army launched a coup d'etat which turned into a fully-fledged rebellion in September 2002 in an attempt, they say, to right the wrongs of the policy that Ivory Coast had adopted towards some of its citizens over the years. Of course, some people would certainly argue that their main interest was in seizing power for themselves.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, thank you.
BBC reporter James Copnell in Abidjan, Ivory Coast.